I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with somebody who is great at what she does. And what she does is she's a stand-up. She's one of the best stand-up comedians that you'll ever come across. She is laugh out loud funny, and everyone knows her work. And, of course, she's an actress. And her latest, and I can't imagine anyone getting a better Valentine's gift than Sex with Margaret, but and it sounds illegal. But it is not. And if you go to Rush Ticks, and we'll let you know how to get that as it goes along. Great Valentine's gift. And the Margaret we're talking about is Margaret Cho. And absolutely thrilled. And I know people that are going to get shout-out videos made for their significant other. And it just costs $100 to do it. It's $20 to watch it. But it is a must-watch for Valentine's Day. Everyone watch this. Thrilled to have the unbelievable Margaret Cho. Margaret, how are you?
How are you?
Doing terrific, and I'm sure you've heard all the jokes, right? Sex with Margaret and everything else. But listen, it's a great title. I can't imagine calling it anything different. I mean, that's what you're going to be talking about. You're going to be kind of doing a modern-day Dr. Ruth type of thing. Right? Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, she's my idol. I think it's a really incredible. She also has the best vibrator on the market. It's called the Eroscillator. And it's so incredible. I don't know how she did it, but, like, she's really a scientist, and she's really incredible. So I am a pretender to the throne, but I do know a lot about sex, and I know a lot about relationships. And Valentine's Day is such a weird, loaded holiday. You know, we have all this expectation around it. And this year's going to be very different, of course. So we can connect together, be together.
Yeah, listen, it's great. Like you said, it's different. There's no question that it is different. This is hopefully the last Valentine's Day we spend during pandemic, but it really is a different world. We're about a year from when it started, really. March 18th is when it really all came to a screeching halt. How was it for you? I mean, how was the pandemic? You're used to being in front of an audience. You look like you love being in front of an audience, and all of a sudden, no audience. You've got to do different things. You got to stop what you're doing.
It's really heartbreaking. I miss it so much, and that's why doing these shows online has been a real blessing. But you know, comedians do comedy because we have to. It's part of our blood. Like, we just really need it, and so it's very strange to go without it. But I know that at the end of this, everybody's going to want to go out for live entertainment. There's going to be a new renaissance with that. If you think about the 1918 pandemic, that the cure for that sort of like brought about the Roaring Twenties.
Yeah.
So we'll have that without the prohibition, which I think is great.
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? But I think you hit it on the head. Something big is going to happen now.
I hope so.
You know, we got big stuff coming ahead of us. Do you have any anticipation of any kind of schedule that that you guys are on? And when I say you guys, I mean comedians. I mean, when do you think things are going to get back to normal for you? I mean, is it too early to tell yet, or is it, you know, do you have some idea?
I really don't know. I mean, I have shows scheduled for the fall of this year, maybe, but it's all kind of up in the air. You know, we all don't know about what this is going to bring. I just want people to be safe. And I think that, you know, it's something that it's about sort of the vaccines rolling out and seeing where that goes and what happens. But, we're all really in pain because we don't know what to do with ourselves. Comedians are just like, who am I? We don't know who we are without comedy.
Listen, I think you have a good solution. I'll remind everyone, Valentine's Day, this is a must for everyone. Sex with Margaret, and it is it live? Is it taped? Is it part live, part taped? What's
it's
the deal for the 14th?
It's all live.
No
it's
kidding.
All live. It's all streaming, and yes, I have a bondage expert on. I have a couple comedians on. I have... lots and lots of surprises, lots of advice, and we're taking questions from the audience, and it's going to be cool.
Let me tell you, it shows a lot of, well, you know, balls or whatever to do this live. I mean, I think it's great that you're doing it. It's you're kind of without a net when that's all happening. But that's great. I give you credit. I mean, this is a good thing. Tell us about the special. You've touched on it a little bit. How long has it been in the making?
I've been working on it for a couple of months now and getting it together, and kind of, and it's also a lifetime of experience. You know, I served on the board of a sex toy company for many years. I worked at like all these different sex establishments. I was a sex worker when I was really, really young. I was a dominatrix for one day, didn't last, but I do still have some skills. So I think that it's like, you know, I've experienced it from all directions, and I can really speak to the issues that people have.
Yeah, well, listen, you're candid about it. You're a comedian. I talked about how good you are at what you do, and you are. There's no question about it. But one of the reasons is because I think you're candid. You're open, and you don't leave anything really to the imagination. Is there anything you have that you just won't talk about? Is there anything that comes up, whether it's sex or anything else, but is there anything that you just stay away from?
I don't think so. I think it's really important to be able to make jokes about anything. And when you censor yourself because of your own sort of like fears, that's a mistake. I mean, as artists, we have to sort of approach it all. Life is really meant to be lived. And so I think it's meant to be laughed about, too.
Yeah, I've always said if you walk out of a comedy store or a comedy club and you're offended, you're an idiot. You know, you shouldn't go in there and expect not to hear something. Yeah, I mean, everyone should kind of be themselves and everything else. I hear a little dog back there. Is that you got a little dog, or is that a big dog with a little voice?
She's 3 pounds. She's little rescue chihuahua, and she's barking at the two cats that are running around the room.
Well, congratulations on the special. I know it'll be a big hit. Before you go, just give us everything we need to know. What is it? 5 p.m. Pacific? Did I see that right?
It's 5 p.m. Pacific, so it'll be 8 o'clock your time, and it's on Valentine's Day, Sunday, it's live, and it's going to be really fun, Sex with Margaret.
Yeah, Rush Ticks, they do a very good job. They did a great job with, I think Kevin Nealon did something with them, and a bunch of folks. But
yeah.
Listen, great job. Congratulations on a great career and on this special. Stay safe, Margaret, and thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Margaret Cho, everyone. Margaret Cho, and it's not for all ages. Let's face it, it's not for all ages. But Rush Ticks will have sex with Margaret, and it's going to be her doing like a Dr. Ruth type thing, but probably a different feel, so to speak. And it's for Valentine's Day, and it's set up on Valentine's Day. And you know what? Everyone's got to have an angle, especially if you're a comedian, to do something, and she found one, and I'm sure it'll be great. She's terrific. Margaret Cho, for those who don't know her work, she's absolutely great, and it's nice to talk to someone, and she's been very candid about everything, not just sex, but her life experiences and everything else in her comedy. And I haven't spoken to her before this, but she sounds, she sounds like you'd expect her to sound, open and provocative and everything else. But anyway, if you don't know Margaret Cho's work, Google her. But more importantly, check her out on the 14th. This is something to do with your significant other. $20 to watch it on Rush Ticks, and $100 you get a shout out video. So you got Margaret Cho, famous comedian, saying something, who knows, and she'll say anything, I'm sure. $100, what the hell, $100, that's a It beats flowers. It beats whatever to have a celebrity say something for your significant other. And let me see. I'm just looking at her credits. She's got a list of credits a mile long. I'm trying to think of what everybody would know her from. Voiceovers, Mike Tyson's Mysteries, the series This Close, Miracle Workers, The Masked Singer. She was a poodle for 4 episodes. I'm just getting that on her IMDb. But, again, I know her stand-up. It's terrific, absolutely terrific. And everybody wants to have her around. Drop Dead Diva is what people are going to know her from. It's 78 episodes of that. She played Terry Lee on Drop Dead Diva. And, she's just terrific. 30 Rock. She did King Young Il and King Jun Un, and she was funny as hell in that. I just watched that recently. She was great in that. And, again, Margaret Cho really needs no introduction. She's absolutely terrific. Check her out on Valentine's Day, Sex with Margaret. It's called Rush Ticks is where you can get it. 8 p.m. Eastern Time for all of us on the East Coast. 5 p.m. if you're listening on the West Coast. But check it out. Margaret Cho, Sex with Margaret is the name of it. Check it out for Valentine's Day. Margaret Cho has been our very special guest. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.